It's a question that's being asked a lot these days. Why is Washington State leading the legal fight to overturn President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration and refugees? There's no single answer, but Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reminds us of some recent and not so recent history.
First, the recent history. On November 20th, 2015, shortly after the Paris terror attacks, there was a rally on the steps of the Washington State Capitol to oppose allowing Syrian refugees into the United States.
ISIS must be destroyed.
Pro-refugee demonstrators also showed up and disrupted the rally.
Refugees are welcome here!
These dueling events made the local news, but the following day, something else happened that put Washington State on the national map in the debate over Syrian refugees. The New York Times published an opinion piece by Washington Governor Jay Inslee, a Democrat, headlined, "Why My State Won't Close Its Doors to Syrian Refugees." In that piece, he noted that in 1975, then-Republican Governor Dan Evans had welcomed Vietnamese refugees to Washington, quote, "even as other states turned their backs." The chair of the Washington State Republican Party wrote an open letter to Inslee saying there was a big difference, and Evans himself pushed back in an interview with KUOW.
It's very difficult to compare history with today's circumstances, and I think they're quite different.
Nonetheless, Inslee had positioned Washington as a beacon at a time when many governors were saying no to refugees from Syria. When Trump campaigned in Washington in 2016, he decried what he called the large influx of Syrian refugees into the Northwest and repeatedly wished the crowd lots of luck. Now, 9 months later, Washington is the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit that challenges President Trump's order to suspend the country's refugee program and block travel from seven mostly Muslim countries.
Breaking news tonight. A federal appeals court has just ruled against President Trump.
Suddenly, Washington State finds itself in the national and even international spotlight, as do Inslee and the state's Democratic Attorney General, Bob Ferguson. Ferguson has called Trump's executive order unconstitutional. Inslee has called it cruel and unjustifiable. And once again, Inslee has looked to history for comparison.
75 years ago, we saw this movie again.
Inslee was referring to February 1942, when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt issued Executive Order 9066, authorizing the relocation of Japanese Americans from the West Coast.
The Army provided fleets of vans to transport household belongings and buses to move the people to assembly centers.
Inslee noted he's from Bainbridge Island, where armed soldiers put more than 200 people of Japanese ancestry on a ferry to Seattle for eventual removal to internment camps.
I know from Bainbridge Island what fear can do, and I know that Americans need to stand up against this today across America.
FDR issued that order 75 years ago this week. But unlike today, then Washington Governor Arthur B. Langley did not resist the president's order. So what did he do? For that, let's step into a locked vault at the Washington State Archives. Archivist Benjamin Helley dug up a press release from Langley's office dated 2 days after FDR's order. It says that Langley has ordered all Japanese, that's the term, in Washington, to surrender to the state patrol
all firearms, ammunition, explosives, or other materials or instruments which might be used to injure property or life.
That's right. The governor ordered Washington residents of Japanese descent to give up their guns and knives.
Next Thursday, February 26, was set as the deadline for turning them in.
Step out of the archives and back into 2017, and the chair of the Washington State Republican Party says she's hearing support for Trump's executive order. Susan Hutchinson also has a theory for why Inslee and Ferguson are doing legal and rhetorical battle with Trump.
I have sources that say that Jay Inslee believes he could run for president.
This was Hutchinson at a recent news conference.
He's been more colorfully vocal in the last few weeks than I've seen him in the last 4 years.
She also suggested Ferguson was, in essence, launching his bid for governor in 2020. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.